Sway.
Thunderbird, ooh, I love that drink.
It's January 30th, 2006.
When you want to taste something, you put out cocktail glasses for two and the honey. Let's drink Thunderbird.
Thanks for tuning in to the third season of The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
I'm not your ordinary everyday fool, okay?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
For the price of a cup of tea, you got a lot of cocoa. For the price of a night with me, you'd be the Billy's Joe. For the price of a pint of milk, I'll tell you all I know about this state of the world today. Sit down, enjoy the show. So black fine, not to stop your tears. You can use the stereo.
What better way to start a brand new season of The Sounds in My Head than with Belle and Sebastian, the band I ended the last season of The Sounds in My Head with? That was Belle and Sebastian doing For the Price of a Cup of Tea from their brand new album called The Life Pursuit, which comes out next week. That is my favorite song off the album. There are three or four favorite songs off the album, but that's the favorite of the favorites. And, you know, it's an album, I would say it's the worst album they've ever put out. Not because it has, like, a great number of bad songs, but just because it's not a good album. Like, the track order, the flow, it sounds like they recorded a bunch of songs at various times and then they stuck them all on a record together and, like, here it is, it's an album. Whereas if you listen to If You're Feeling Sinister or The Boy at the Arab Strap, you listen to him start to finish and it sounds like one beautiful work of art. This album, you know, it's got some hits and some misses and a bunch of four stars and, you know, nothing. It just doesn't flow at all. But it's a, you know, if you don't buy it, I'm going to hire a pack of ninjas to come kill you when you're sleeping, because you should buy everything Belle Sebastian ever put out. That's my motto. And there you have it. Okay, up next, it's a DJ group out of UK called Dub Tribe. Dub Tribe, they've released some albums and EPs and things. That's really not what I'm talking about. They're not very good. What is good is what I'm about to play. It's a remix of Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence, and it's super, super great. This is technically the Trinity FM radio mix, which you can find on this Samsung Chill Out Volume 2, you know, kind of compilation album, which, whatever. But the song is so good, I've been really wanting to play it for the longest time, and I kept hoping they would release an EP, like a, you know, even just a digital one or something, where you could get like a few different remixes of the song, but they have yet to do so. The only way you can get the remixes is to buy it on LP, and you have to do it from, you know, people who sell DJ records and their white labels, and it's convoluted, so it's kind of a pain. So we're just going to do this song, which you can get on that Samsung Chill Out record, which I have a link you can buy from Amazon. But check it out. It's Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence remixed by Dub Tribe. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seats while I was sleeping. And a vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. The hello of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw
Onion Radio News. New partially digested Doritos eliminate tedious chewing. This is Doyle Redland reporting. At a Dallas press conference today, Frito-Lay unveiled Doritos Soft, an exciting new partially digested version of the popular snack chip. The new product arrives in the wake of the success of Mountain Dew Gold, a soft drink containing 40% urine. We'll be right back.
That song was called Paris 400 by the electronica band Milo out of the UK as well, kind of like Dub Tribe. That song was from their album Destroy Rock and Roll, which came out last year and is super duper fantastic. If you liked that song, you should really check out the rest of the album because it's a really very, very good. The last time I liked an electronica record as much was Mint Royale or, you know, Fatboy Slim or something. Really good record right there. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, the band Final Fantasy out of Canada. Canada, the neighbor to the north who just elected a crazy right winger. I don't get you. That notwithstanding, this is a great band. This is Owen Pallett's band, Final Fantasy, and it's a lot like the Hidden Cameras. It's maybe a little tiny bit different than the Hidden Cameras, and I think I like the Hidden Cameras a bit more, but that's okay. So check the song out. It's called This Is the Dream of Win and Regine. It's from an album called Has a Good Home. Check it out, Final Fantasy, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Myself, the Prince of Bars, can't wait until you, can't wait till you unsubscribe. I'll be a lonely scribe. But what if they like it and lock us in a cannery with your accordion until we can our love? We can get along. We can get along. Montreal might eat its young, but Montreal won't break us down.
For this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Emotion 98.6 and Muscle Cars, both by Milo, both from their album Destroy Rock and Roll. Right now I'm talking over Kid Koala's Roll Credits. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, do me a favor and, tell your friends about it. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. We'll see you next week with an all-new episode.
That was beautifully put. In fact, after hearing that, there's nothing more I wish to add. So, good night until next week.